With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says trade negotiations with many nations are underway. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As countries scramble in response to across-the-board tariffs, the president says the U.S. is doing very well with negotiations. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says many nations want to secure trade deals.
We've got a process in place. We're working on the big 15 economies first.
Last week, the administration had talks with Japan and calls with the EU. Next week, negotiations are scheduled with South Korea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to Japan, George Glass, says he's very optimistic the U.S. and Tokyo will reach a deal in their talks.
The Secretary of Treasury, the Secretary of Commerce are both people that I know and have spoken with and are brilliant in their fields. And they're also very creative, out-of-the-box thinkers. And when I saw that President Trump then decided he was going to get involved and has now named this his top priority, that's why I have a lot of confidence that we'll get something done.
Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court is blocking any new deportations under the Alien Enemies Act. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled early Saturday in a temporary order that there are to be no more deportations of Venezuelans being held in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The High Court was acting on an emergency appeal from the American Civil Liberties Union. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The Supreme Court had said earlier that deportations could proceed only if those about to be removed had a chance to argue their case in court and were given reasonable time to contest their removal. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new religious freedom law in Arkansas.
Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a bill that will allow Christian adoption and foster care agencies to place children only with heterosexual couples. In other states, the government won't do business with any agency that refuses to place kids with homosexuals, and Arkansas is taking a stand against that. Alliance Defending Freedom says Arkansas is to be commended, adding, quote, every child deserves a loving home that can provide them stability. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion in Idaho not prohibited if pregnancy complications could cause a woman's death, even if that death is neither imminent nor assured. That's the ruling from a state judge modifying one of the strongest pro-life laws in the U.S. Four women represented by the Center for Reproductive Rights had sued to get the courts to clarify and expand the exceptions to the ban. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but Starbucks imposing some new guidelines and actually limits on what employees can wear under their green aprons.
Starting May 12th, store employees will be required to wear a solid black shirt and khaki, black, or blue denim bottoms. Shirts can be short or long-sleeved and collared or collarless. Starbucks will give each employee two free T-shirts. Starbucks said the new dress code will make its green aprons stand out and create a sense of familiarity for customers. But the labor group unionizing Starbucks workers opposes the move, saying it won't improve store operations and forces employees to buy new clothes. John Scott reporting.
Boston Marathon officials insist international runners and foreign visitors remain welcome in the city. They say there's no evidence that travel for this year's race has fallen off because of increased border security. This year's marathon is set for Monday. More details at srnnews.com.